Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Have you ever wanted to feel like a real housewife?
Yeah.
You know how, like, you're uber rich and you have your personal stylist with you all the time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, we bring that to you each and every Tuesday with Fashion on the Fly because, honey, she is so dang good at what she does. She is now a professional beauty blogger. And what's her name?
It is Kelsey Christine.
Ooh, good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
We love you.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Aw, you guys are so sweet. I love you, too.
Yeah. We are always totally sporting what you have to share, girlfriend, because the most adorable things come from you. Oh, by the way, a little side tea. Miss Trey Trey, a.k.a. Glitter Lips, and myself just had our very first professional photo shoot done.
Yes.
Thanks to our girl. We did. Mm-hmm. And our girl, Miriam Photography, hooked us up. And I want to let you know that I wore many outfits that I got from you, by the way, in the photo shoot.
Oh, and I've actually met Miriam before as well. Oh. She's very sweet. A couple years ago.
Look at that. Mm-hmm.
It's a small world.
I know.
Yeah.
So you remember when I came to your house because I couldn't go to the blogger's closet sale?
Yes.
I wore the leopard, like, little cute outfit that I bought from you, like, little jumper. Mm-hmm. And then I wore my hat. Yeah. I wore my hat.
Mm-hmm.
That I wore my long, tall boots that I got from you.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Well, you're going to have to show me these pictures.
Oh, you'll see them.
I know. And Kelsey, I wore some of the stuff I got from your sale, too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, tops,
we need to have another closet sale.
Oh my God.
We need to have a socially distant closet sale.
That would be fabulous.
That'd be great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do that come spring. We'll see. We'll see how things are panning out.
Right.
Well, you know how to make us look good, girl.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
hey, so Kelsey, what's on the blog this week?
On the blog, which I didn't realize, but did you guys know today's the first day of fall?
I did.
Yay.
Totally forgot. And so I quickly added that into my blog post for today. But it ends up being the perfect blog post because I'm talking about ways to style a plaid button-up shirt. I feel like plaid button-up shirts, like, scream fall for me. I feel like once you bust that out, you know it's fall. You know, pumpkin patches, corn mazes, all that. That's how what I feel like when I see plaid shirts. So I'm talking a couple different ways of how to style them. There's pretty much like three different ways you can wear them. I guess four. One of them is just like letting it loose, like just letting it flow in the wind, and you can wear a t-shirt under it. That's my first style on there, and I have it with a crop top and shorts. I kind of have it more of like the summer to fall because still, I mean, yesterday it was 70 degrees out, so it was kind of warm for fall right now. Where it goes back and forth. I feel like it's teasing us in Wisconsin, don't you think?
Yeah, like this weekend is supposed to be in the, like, close to 80.
Yeah.
I
do have to tell you, aside tea, that your body looks great, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Crop tops are not usually my thing, but I was like, you know what? We're gonna include this photo. Yeah, so I have a little crop top on, so a little bit of midriff is showing. That crop top also comes in, it's like a workout type crop top, but it comes in a pack of four for like under $20, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I have it with shorts and then have it flowy. And you could also switch it up and wear it with jeans and flowy. And then the second look on that same category, I have it with just a graphic t-shirt and then a different plaid shirt and then shorts. But you could, again, switch it out for jeans, which I love. And one thing about the shirt I should note is that I'm wearing the same shirt in different colors for every one of these stylings, and they're only $20.
Really?
$20, and they have a ton of different colors. Yeah, it's great. So the second one is going to be knotted in the front. So you, like, just tied in the front, you know what I mean? Where you just, you can wear that with shorts, too. I didn't actually put that as a picture, but you can wear that with shorts and a t-shirt and then tie it in front. I actually really, really like that. But I love the look of it with a dress, and it can be a short dress, a midi dress, or a maxi dress, and I think it just adds a little bit extra to that.
I was telling Tracy, I'm like, I love the dress look. Super cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Very it's cute.
It's a very cute midi dress, and it's very flattering because it's black, which is helpful with, you know, hiding all the bumps and everything when it's a like a dress that's more of that like bodycon style.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the slit too. The slit's really cute. And then the third way is to tie it around the waist. So that's, I mean, that's easy peasy, right? I like to tie like a jean jacket around the waist too. So this kind of reminds me of that. But with the style on here, I just have a graphic t-shirt, shorts, tied around the waist. You could wear jeans and a pair of boots with it. Like a lot of people wear that to like country concerts too, if we could go to them right now, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, cowboy boots and jeans. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is I have that same dress and you can just tie that around the waist. And I love, I'm wearing a yellow one in the post and it's a black dress. So it's just a pop of color and I love that. And then I wore sneakers with it, but there's so many different ways that you can style these.
You know what's fun? I'm just going to put this out there because mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of Walgreens. I have purchased many little maxi dresses from there.
Oh, really?
You know what?
Yeah.
I've seen they have a real, like, stuff has caught my eye at Walgreens, and I'm like, really?
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to get the scarves there all the time.
Oh, yeah, and for sure.
Especially for fall, too. They actually are really, really affordable, too. Yeah, and plaid scarves probably too.
Mm-hmm. You can get everything at Walgreens.
Yeah. So that was my third way. So the fourth way, obviously, is like you can wear it buttoned up completely, but that's just not the way that I typically wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, technically there are four ways, but I'm sharing three on there. Which way do you guys think is your favorite?
Your
to wear it
as far as your look so far.
Of all of these on here.
I still like the classic. Well, the classic one for me was always wearing my like plaid shirt wrapped around my waist because mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. super cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Do you guys have, Tracy, do you have a certain way that you've worn them or do you wear, I should ask if you even wear plaid?
You know what? I don't. And I was telling Krista the first time I really put some plaid on, we had an event at that Lumberjack, the
Flannel Jacks.
Oh, Lumberjacks. At the Flannel Jacks place. And that was the first, you know, the first time. But yeah. I like tying around the waist.
Yeah. Yep. That's how you wore it for that Flannel Jacks event, you said?
No, we wore them and then we each wore a tank top
mm-hmm.
Underneath, okay. like with them open. Mm-hmm. And then I tied mine in the front mm-hmm. with a knot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. It looked really cute. I
really do like it that way. And you could even, you know, honestly, with it tied around your waist too, you can throw it on during the day too. You can pretty much wear all three ways. You don't have to, you know, with any look. So
what's your favorite, Kelsey?
Yeah.
I think my favorite is wrapping it around the waist because, like I just said, you can have it around the waist and then you can just throw it on throughout the day. And especially with fall, too, like, you know how right now we're going out and it's chillier in the morning and then it's really hot during the afternoon. Having that extra layer is going to help, you know. So always layers for fall.
Love, love, love. And I always put this out there because I let the men know that my favorite look on a dude is a flannel.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it classic.
Yeah.
I really do. I just love them.
Yeah.
I do. I think I do too. It's very much that lumberjack look though.
The lumberjack is coming towards you.
Can you just throw me over your shoulder and go hack a tree down with your axe?
Exactly.
I like it.
Connor
and I were lumberjacks for Halloween a couple years ago. So we both wore our plaid flannels and then had like an axe. And then I don't even remember. I think that was pretty much it. It's literally the easiest Halloween costume ever.
Did you have a beard?
I actually, for work, I put on a mustache, like a fake mustache. But then when we went out, I just looked cute. So
she was just cute.
Oh, right? Of course.
It's Halloween. Gotta
you gotta be cute.
I didn't want to
sexy.
Mind, yeah.
That's right. That's very, very good. Very
sexy
good.
Sexy lumberjack. Mm-hmm. Hey, you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's website by texting the word fly, FLY, to 608-321-0931. Kelsey, tell us where we can find you.
Sure. I'm at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok at It's Me Kelsey 22. And then my blog is kelseychristine.com. And then I'm also over on YouTube at Kelsey Christine.
Well, we love you, girlfriend.
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
Thank you.
We do. So, of course, you better become a follower of this beautiful young lady because everything that she puts out on her Instagram is super sweet. Yeah. So if there's like a look you like of Kelsey, all you do is click on the picture and it goes directly to the site where she purchased it. So it makes it very easy. But also, it just gives you a lot of great ideas for you just to go into your own closet and be like, oh, I can put these things together that Kelsey has. So that's what you do. You
don't need to buy the exact same. You can get inspiration.
I love it.
Yes.
From the outfit. I love it.
Kelsey, you're the jam girl. We can't wait to talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. You too.
Thank you, love. It's Matt Towns 93.1 Jams, Chris in the Morning Rush, Fashion on the Fly with Kelsey Christine.